Our next presenter is Chen Ding. The title of his presentation is Topographical and Hydrological Determinants of Crop Yield in Farm Fields Across Alberta, Canada.
Hello, everyone. So I will talk about the topographical and the hydrological factors in the field farming system. Our study group, including people from University of Alberta and Alberta Agroforestry. Here is the outline. So first, I'll briefly introduce the agronomic and the non-agronomic factors that limits yield. And I'll present the field scale experimental data in our study. We have a huge study area, and the data sources include georeferenced yield monitor data and application data. Then I'll show the preliminary results. First, it's an overview of 10 farms and the case studies. Then it's a conclusion. So in a field farming system, farmers need to deal with complex agronomic and non-agronomic limiting factors for yield. Here is an example for Kelowna in Alberta. We can see there are agronomic factors, climatic factors, and soil factors. In a rain-fed farming system, soil moisture and fertilization are critical for yield increase. So we could specify these limiting factors into two categories, the agronomic factors and non-agronomic factors. In agronomic factors, as you can see, the fertilization, which is the nutrient, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, moisture, the precipitation, and the soil moisture, vegetation growth, soil pH, organic matter, micronutrients, electronic conductivity, and the improved varieties. For the non-agronomic factors, there could be multiple aspects, but here I'll focus on the topographical and the hydrological factors. Nowadays, these data could be available and easy to obtain from the yield monitor, and it's easier to measure compared with some soil properties. In the undulated landscape of the farming system, topographical factors may link to the distribution of heat and moisture conditions. For example, when we have the south and west-facing aspect in Alberta, for example, we could have better heat condition compared with the opposite-facing aspect. For the steep slope, we could have faster runoff compared with the flat land. And the curvatures, there are two types of curvatures, the profile curvature and the planform curvature. For the upwardly convex of the profile curvature, we could have accelerated runoff after rainfall. And for the planform curvature, the negative value means a converged rainfall, converged flow after rainfall. As we know that the proper water input and output is critical for the crop growth and yield, hydrological factors are linked to the moisture condition at different locations on the farm. For example, there are typical variables to describe the hydrological conditions. The flow direction means runoff direction out of each cell. The flow length means how far the flow could go. The flow basin is the drainage area divided by ridges. Flow accumulation is a quantitative accumulation of the flow. Usually it's within the flow basin, some drainage areas. Based on previous studies, the distance to the flow and the wetness associated with the yield. Now, yield monitor data could provide a new tool for us to study the infield topographical and hydrological variation. So with the geomatic methods, we could not only provide the yield map for the farmers, the application maps, and the farmers could also read the detailed topographical and hydrological maps. In the past, the sparse spatial points could not provide high resolution topographical information. So in this study, we will look at the contributions of the ergonomic and the non-ergonomic factors, so whether they are equally important for the yield increase. Here is the study area. We sampled 10 farms in the west of Canada, Alberta. So these farms are labeled as a red rectangulars. These farms are about 50 kilometers away from the city of Calgary. For each farm, we have the yield map overlaid with the application map of the UAN. And usually, half of the farm is treated with different levels of UAN, and half of the farm is not treated with UAN. There are three types of crops. Barley, wheat, and corona harvested from 2011 to 2014. So if we look at each farm, the blue area means low yield zone. The red area means high yield zone. The contours means the boundaries of the UAN application. Yield monitor data collected on each farm, and we used different software such as Yield Editor, R, and ArcGIS to process this data. So how could we model the yield response against the agronomic and the non-agronomic factors? We could not just plug in all these variables into the simple equation because the spatial effect is very important. As we know that yield monitor data are usually dense spatial points, there is a spatial autocorrelation effect for this type of data. And this actually violates the independent observation assumption for statistics for methods such as ordinary least squares and ANOVA. So traditionally, people could use the correlogram or variogram to capture this spatial autocorrelation effects. However, in our case, these matrices are too big. Usually, it's a hundreds of rows times hundreds of columns. It's really time-consuming to solve these matrices. Alternatively, we use the random forest and the bootstrapping method to estimate the effect of different predictors. And we need to consider the spatial effect and the collinearity between these predictors. Here are the preliminary results of our study. First, it's a random forest analysis. Here, we use the one step ignoring the spatial effect. In random forest, we could calculate the importance value for different predictors, including the ergonomic, the UAN, and the non-ergonomic factors. These two graphs are models not considering the spatial effect. And we also considered the latitude and longitude effect. So the x-axis are all the predictors, and y-axis is the importance value for each predictor. Each curve represents the importance value of one farm. And we use about 5,000 random forest trees to generate this importance value. I also highlighted one farm, which will be talked about later. As you can see in the UAN predictor, there could be it's important for some farms, but on multiple farms, it's not so important as the elevation, slope, or the flow length. Well, if we include the latitude and longitude in the model, we could see a drop of the UAN importance. And latitude and longitude are very important compared with the topographical and hydrological factors. This could be potentially due to the overall terrain, which are site-specific on each farm. So there is a terrain trend which is from east to west or from the north to south, for example. If we consider the spatial effect, we could use the two-steps method. So first, we use a simple linear model to fit the spatial effect, and use a residual to fit the random forest model. These two graphs show the spatial adjusted models, and each curve still represents one farm. So we can see the UAN actually has a lower importance value compared with the hydrological and the topographical factors such as elevation and flow length. If we include the latitude and longitude, we still can see the UAN is not so important compared with other predictors. So this tells us the spatial effect may affect our estimates of the UAN effect. There could be an overestimate of the UAN contribution to the yield. And also, the overall terrain is an important factor to be considered. Then let's take the Rhine Tax 2014 farm as an example. Here we use the bootstrapping regression analysis. So we could estimate the distribution of the coefficient of regression for these predictors. This is the elevation map, and here is the yield map overlaid with the application. So on the application map, the blue means low elevation, and here is the high elevation area. I also labeled the high yield zone on the elevation map. Here the red color means high yield zone, the blue color means low yield zone. Interestingly, the UAN has an coefficient of regression about 5, and longitude and elevation may have a higher absolute value of a coefficient, which means they are more important in terms of the contribution to yield variation. And this partially agrees with what we found in the random forest model. So in conclusion, the yield monitor and geomatics provide us a new tool to study the field farming based on the agronomic and the non-agronomic factors. Agronomic factors such as UAN is not the key contributor to yield variation. Non-agronomic factors may contribute 2 to 12% of the yield variation in our study, including the elevation, curvature, overall terrain. And the UAN effect contribute about 0.1% to 10% of the total yield variation. And also spatial effect varies among farms. It may affect our estimate of the UAN effects. Recommendation based only on the ergonomic performance should be treated with caution, and the potential influence of the site-specific topographical and hydrological factors should be taken into account in future ergonomic research. I would like to thank the data suppliers, the Beyond Agronomy AREECA and Farmers Edge, and Dr. Chichu Hu helped me on the data analysis. And also I would like to thank the financial support agencies and the in-kind support agencies. Thank you so much.